Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Iron Brew Podcast. You've got Brad Mell, Matt Blanchard, Matt Ellis. And yeah, we're live tonight here and very pleased to be joined by Scunthorpe owner Peter Swan. It's been a while since you've done any sort of media interviews, so thank you for coming on. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. I thought it was important to come on. Obviously, since I stepped down, everything's been a little bit different. But yeah, I thought it important to come on at least once this year and you know, answer a few questions and hopefully, you know, answer those important questions that the fans want to know.
Yeah, well, let's start, I think, with obviously the most common one, and I'm sure you can appreciate and imagine. The simple question we've had from most people is, has the club been sold yet?
No, not yet. It's not as easy as that. I know people think there's lots of millionaires out there ready to put money into football clubs. That's certainly not the case. Me stepping down was really a sort of a prequel to going out there and trying to find a buyer who would come in and buy everything, which is still the main aim, is to sell everything. I don't want to stay where I'm not wanted, so that's fine. I understand that. But it's not easy. We're a little bit closer. I've been working with a group now for quite a few months. We've agreed a price. And we're just waiting for the owners and directors test to come back. And once that's come back, as long as everything is going to go the same way, that shouldn't take too long to sort. And hopefully we get out of the month before the start of the season. But, you know, until it's done, we've got to just keep running the club as best we can.
Are you in a position at the moment to tell us anything about these individuals?
No, not really. I don't think that's fair at the minute. I'm being under an NDA, you know, when that time is coming, when they bought the club, or if they've bought the club, those details will come out then. But, you know, like I say, it's, you know, it's been a lot of work over the last sort of 4 or 5 months. It's not been easy, but hopefully we're a little bit closer to that. And, you know, someone else can take the helm and take the club forward.
Yeah, there's been quite a few rumours this week on Facebook and things like that you're just looking to sell part of the club, but you said there that you want to sell 100% of the club. Obviously, you say there as well that you agreed a price with a potential buyer. What will the buyer get for that price?
He'll get everything. I'm not interested in staying. You know, it's been difficult. You know, we've put everything in. I think since day one, what I've promised is I would put my money where my mouth was and not risk the club. And I haven't. Now, listen, not risking the club is different to being relegated. Not risking the club and keeping it as a club has always been the main aim. You know, the decisions you make as you go along, you make the decision, you're bringing the wrong managers, they bring in the wrong players, and that's what's happened with us. But, you know, in the meantime, all we can do is make sure the club is safe. And you know, when I arrived at the club, it was pretty clear that the club was about a million and a half short a year on just where it was. It doesn't matter what league it was in, doesn't matter whether it was in non-league or the Championship, we were still not turning over enough money to keep the club going as a financial concern. So what I've done, at least over the last 9 years into my 10th year now as owner, is we've always covered that. You know, we've protected the club, but things have been difficult for the last few years and cash flow has been very difficult and we haven't been able to invest the money that we'd like to. But saying that, it's about performances on the field. If you don't get the points and the managers don't get the right players, then, you know, you're left in their pocket, really. And that's what's happened to us. You know, I have to take the blame as chairman and I've done that. But I've not risked the club. The club isn't in debt. So whoever comes in just has to cover the shortfall. And believe you me, trying to find somebody who want to put £1 million in the club and get nothing back isn't easy to find, just as a football club. Let alone want to spend money on the actual asset and acquire all the land and the stadium at the same time. So they're just not out there. The people aren't just out there. You know, financially, it's been a very, very difficult few years. And they're not queuing up to buy Scunthorpe United.
It sounds like there, from what you're saying, that, you know, this has gone on perhaps longer than you were anticipating. I know at one of the recent coffee mornings, you know, the events that Lee Turnbull was at, he did say that I think two bids had been rejected previously. So was that the reason why they were turned down? Is it that they're not sort of in a position to put in as much as would be expected?
Yeah, the bids didn't include any money into the wages. You know, there wasn't any investment into the club. Well, that's the most important thing. That's what the fans want. And, you know, I understand as a chairman, it's not easy that they just want you to put money in again and again and again. And there has to come to a point where you can't do that. And that's where we are. That's where we have been in the last few years. So, yeah, you know, it's difficult because I think owning a football club is not as easy as people think. And you can't just give it to somebody and say, here we go. You need to make £1 million shortfall up. And that's the economics. That's not about overspending on wages. That's nothing to do with that. That's just the day-to-day running of the football club. When I took over, it was about £1 million to £1.5 million short. And that was, the previous chairman had stated that. So I was taking over a club that was, you know, struggling to make ends meet. And what we did is we did that. We've made those ends meet over the last 9 years. Financially, we have. But unfortunately for us, been relegated twice, and we have to cope with that. You know, we have to find where Scunthorpe fit, and whether that's League Two or National League or wherever it is at the minute, financially, with the crowds that we haven't got that backup of having 5,000 fans or 4,000 fans. You know, we haven't got that, so we need to find other streams and of income, and that's what I tried to do right from the beginning. And unfortunately, the move to the new stadium didn't work out, and that was not our fault. And developing the stadium through the last 3 years has been virtually impossible. As everybody's aware, it's not been easy to find the money to do that. But, you know, in the end, if I found the owner and the owner that I've got comes in and spends money, then brilliant, fantastic. But if not, then I don't care what people think of me. I'm not going to leave the club in a mess. We need to develop around the stadium because that's part of the income stream for the future for the football club. And those income streams are important. We have to find £1 million in income streams outside of football. And we always have had. So, you know, it's not easy. But like I say, I'm not going to stay where I'm not wanted. And that's why I stepped down.
You mentioned there about sort of developing the land and things like that. One thing that you've hoped to do is obviously the apartments. Will that still be going ahead or will that land be kind of included in any sale?
No, that will all be included in any sale. Listen, if this deal goes through, the new owners can do what they want with it. For me, it has to be a backup because if we don't sell it, we're still going to be seven figures short this season. So we have to find the money from somewhere. So what we have to do is carry on and build those 160 apartments, get them sold, and the club benefits from that and gets through. And they benefit from it long term as well. You know, there's a deal in place where, you know, the potential of having £1,000 a unit, you know, which is 160,000 a year income off those apartments as ground rent is what we've always worked towards. And if we can get some more apartments and more work and a few more projects on the site, we need to get that up to about £1 million a year. And that's always been my aim. You know, that is to give back to the club to make sure they survive. The problem is we cannot spend that much more over the top because we just haven't got it at the minute.
Can you confirm what the building work at the moment that's going on close to Costa is? Is that related to the apartments?
It's related to the apartments and all our planning issues. And it's also related to the fact that we're still working towards trying to get a fan zone sorted outside. You know, even with everything else that's going on, the most important thing is that the club still goes forward, regardless of what people think of me and how much abuse is thrown at us. We still have to make sure that the majority of fans who've bought their season tickets have some, you know, a fan sort of experience which they enjoy. And certainly if we can put our food village out there, which we are planning and trying to do that, I hope that will be carried on if we do sell the club. But if not, we want to create a fan food area out there, fan village, which is outside the stadium, which makes it a better experience for the fans when they arrive and pick up the food. They can go out at half time. You know, we need to make a better experience of it. The stadium hasn't been improved over the last 40, 50 years, and it's really important that we give something back, and that's what we're trying to do.
Just on that and those sort of projects and things like that. So, you know, because I've seen we've had different caterers come in and, you know, the possible fan zones, things like that. I think a lot of people have been saying in the last sort of week, 2-3 weeks, that actually, you know, there's been a good atmosphere around the club. You know, there has been projects like this, you know, some signings. It seemed to be on the, you know, it's on the up, really. How much of that is a case of sort of wanting to give that fan experience, but how much of it was a case of trying to make the club, you know, a more attractive proposition to sell?
I think it's, you know, honestly, it's about trying to make that fan experience better. We've always tried to do that. I mean, for 5 years, we were focused about getting to the Championship. And whatever you say, that we were, you know, we were unfortunate to come up against a Bolton side who were allowed to do what they wanted in that season. You know, we lost by 4 points to a team that didn't pay their wages 10 out of 12 months. And that still is hard to stomach regardless, because, you know, we did that on a £3 million budget against 10 and 12 million pound budgets for the other teams. You know, the team we had for that couple of years was excellent. So, yeah, I feel that we missed out there. Not easy now. You know, if you look at the teams in League One and in the Champ now, you probably need 12, 15 million to go up. Well, Scunthorpe can't do that. You know, we're not a Manchester United. We're not a team that can actually generate that sort of income. So, you know, we've had our go. It's going to be very difficult now for a lot of teams to get out of League One, let alone League Two. And we need a 1.5 million, 2 million budget in League Two just to survive and probably even challenge in that division. And when you think we can only generate £1 million as a football club maximum, which we can't even do that at the minute because we're short of fans, you know, we are where we are. We might have a chance to go up this season if we work very hard. And I hope we can bounce back. But in the meantime, our priority, and certainly my priority, is to make sure the club is financially stable and still is around as a football club. You know, we cannot gamble the football club's future on a few million pounds. We can't do that. It has to be here wherever we are. You know, if we're in the National League, we're still Scunthorpe United. We've still got a chance of getting back into the league. But if we don't, and we don't have the money and we gamble it and it doesn't work, we are out of business. We are gone. And, you know, that's economics. That's not bad management. That's just economics of the fact there's not enough money coming in to create a budget which is competitive. And that's where we are. So we had to make a choice. It's been a difficult few years, but we are where we are. You know, if I left tomorrow, the club wouldn't be around because there's no one to put the money in. Nobody's going to come in and put £1 million in the club to keep it going this year. That is not going to happen for nothing. Even with the asset and everything else, there's a lot of work to do on it. It just won't happen. So what I'm hoping to do is, even though I'm in the background, I'm trying to work my hardest that if we don't get a buyer and it doesn't work, I still develop the land. The club benefits greatly from that and secures an opportunity for us to maybe sell it halfway through the season or at the season end, whatever it is. But I have to support as best I can. If I don't, no one else is there. So, you know, whatever people think of me, they will need to put that to the side and think of the football club alone. I'm not there. I don't run it. Lee and the team run it at the minute. And, you know, Keith runs a football side. I have nothing to do with it. I think I've been in just a couple of times to see the new players and give the support to everybody there. But I sit at the back now and we're just a board that have a meeting each month, discuss the issues that we need to do. And to be honest, we're there still with finance for the club. And a lot of people have said, why am I still there with the abuse I'm getting? But I promised I'd look after the club and I'll do the best I can.
So with you just saying there that potentially, you know, there's an option to sell mid-season, end of season, however, what anticipated timeline do you actually have at the minute with this?
I haven't got a clue, to be honest. It's, you know, until it's done, it's not done. You've seen how many deals fail now on football clubs where you think it's done. I'm hoping the group that I've worked with, they're a good group. They've certainly got great intentions. I'm really hoping that'll work. But I'm also the backup is there that we have to get through this season. So we have to find a way of moving forward, and we have to crack on with the development to create the money to keep the club going. And that's certainly what we'll do. But I'm hoping that, you know, I can make a clean break of it, and the fans can have something fresh and new in front of them. You know, if that's what they want, then, you know, hopefully this group or another group will be there to take the club forward.
Yeah, just on the timescales, if the stadium is going to be included in the deal, there's obviously going to be a delay due to the stadium being registered as the asset of community value. Do you know how long that might take? Have the council given any indication?
No, it doesn't take any time at all. If it's sold as a going concern, it doesn't make any difference at all. You know, if this deal goes through, it could go through in a week. There is no reason, because what we would do is just transfer everything back to Scunthorpe United if the deal went through. So it could take 48 hours to actually do the deal. The asset community value is only relevant if we're not selling it as a going concern. We're selling it as a going concern, so it's not a problem.
Is the pending sale of the club having any impact on this summer's recruitment and indeed budget setting as well?
Well, no, we've had to carry on and just work to the budget that we put in. That's all we've done. So, yes, I could lose another £1 million this year by supporting the football club. I'm still there doing it to make sure that we have the players in place. And I think Keith's doing a great job at the minute with his team on recruitment. And we're starting to get some exciting players in. Our youngsters are coming through. You know, it's you know, we need to be ready for the Yeovil game at home. And, you know, now we've got the TV involved on that first day. I think Keith and his team are looking forward to that. But, you know, I'm in the background, just they phone me up and they say, look, we need this, we need that. And we just, as a board, turn around and say, OK, if that's what you want, off you go. He's got his budget. And like I say, Lee's working hard in the background with sponsors and running the football club. So it's, I've got nothing to do with the day-to-day running. We haven't. It's just them now, and hopefully they can move forward with it.
Yeah, you mentioned there that, you know, you've got a sort of a backup plan to sort of get us through. You say Keith's got his budget there. If this sort of deal doesn't come into place and we don't have a new owner throughout this season, is there the funds there to get through the season?
There aren't really. But, you know, I'm willing to support the club as much as I can through that period. But there's only so much as an owner that you can do. We will do our best. We've got a few plans in place. Like I said, the most important thing is, if we're going to do that, is that development needs to go up within the next 6 months, or at least started within the next 6 months, so that by the end of the season we've got funds coming in. So you know, we have a couple of plans to support the club. I'm not going to walk away from it. I know people want me to walk away, certain people do anyway, which is just stupid, because they don't know the economics of the game. And if I walk away, it's not about somebody coming in. We could get minus points. We could be in the National League before you know it. So, you know, at this moment in time, even with everything not being fired at us, we're here to support the football club as best we can. And all those fans who bought season tickets, all those fans who actually understand the situation that we're in, the most important thing is that Scunthorpe United are there as a football club. We're in the non-league. It's not the end of the world. Plenty of clubs have been in non-league and then back up. You know, a lot of the clubs in League Two have been in non-league. It's an experience that we wouldn't have ideally wanted, but we are where we are, and we have to make the best of it and try and get out of this division this season.
And one thing that fans were obviously questioning when it happened was the mortgage on the stadium. And I know Lee Turnbull suggested it was approximately for about £1 million in a recent interview on Humberside. I know you don't really want to speak too much about this. I know you've mentioned that previously, and that it's a cool silt matter. But can you confirm that money has been put towards, you know, club needs, if you like?
Whatever we have to do to ensure the club goes forward is what we have to do. You know, financing the apartments will cost a huge amount of money, and to get to that point, we have to raise money to, you know, architects, builders, designers. There has to be a bit of money to keep us going in there. But, you know, that's it. I mean, if this doesn't work this year, if we can't get this sorted this year, it's not going to be easy. But we need to get the football club in a position where it has extra income. And that is certainly where the development comes in. And hopefully, regardless of what happens, even if I leave, that development will be left in the hands of whoever buys it. So, you know, it's a really, really good investment. the whole site for anybody who wants to come in. And I assure you, you know, I'm willing to take money over 2 years, over 3 years, interest free. We do it, but there is just nothing there at the minute for us. No one wants to take the chance on Scunthorpe, and that is the problem. But this group that I'm working with at the minute are excellent group. I've really been honest about what they want to do, want to come in and spend money on the team. If it works, brilliant, fantastic. But I also have to look and have a fullback position that if it doesn't work, what I can't do is just walk away. Regardless of what happens, if I walk away, there's no money for the club or the club goes. So it's, you know, you don't have to like me for the club to survive. And you know, I will try and get the club into the best position I can, whatever situation it is in.
In terms of the new group, just thinking back to like last season, what's the position with the EFL loan that was taken? You know, how does that affect us going forward? Is that something that's, you know, still getting paid back? Is that something they'd need to take on? How is that working this season?
Yeah, it's a long-term thing. We've worked very hard with the EFL on this. It's not easy. As we said, you know, it was supposed to be a rescue package, which ends up as a noose around your neck, which is a little bit disappointing, but it is what it is. You know, it doesn't affect our football fortune. So whatever we get, we keep. It doesn't affect our transfers. We're not going to be embargoed. So it's just part of going forward. That's all it is. And I can't tell you too much about it. But, you know, the deal that's in place is good for the club and doesn't really affect the club in the long term.
Well, just in terms of this group then, obviously I appreciate it's still a deal going on and everything like that. But what information can you give us about them?
Just that they, you know, they're football fans. They're certainly interested in the club as a whole. I think the development excites them as well. I mean, all that has to come into it for any club to take on Scunthorpe United. You know, no one's going to come in and take a club with under 3,000 supporters and £1 million shortfall every year. So there has to be a development opportunity for them, which is why, you know, I said all along, we need to try and get the extra revenue in. We needed to raise £1 million a year in extra revenue, and that has to be done with the development and can be done. You know, obviously getting back into league would help us. And then it's about the investment then in the team, really. And I think they want to do that. They're definitely football people. They want to invest money in the team. If it works, fantastic. And, you know, I'm working my hardest. That's why I stepped down to do this, to try and make it work. But, you know, like I say, nothing's guaranteed. And in the meantime, we must carry on, try and build the team, a team that could be successful this year and could, you know, keep us at the top of the table and committed right the way through the season. And hopefully we can bounce back straight away.
You mentioned there the football people, football fans. Have they been involved in football clubs before? Have they had experience of ownership?
I'm not sure about the ownership side of things. Certainly they have a great interest in football. Can't really say any more than that really at the minute, but you know, that'll come to light if they end up buying the club.
When the club sold Peter, will the Swan family leave the club in its entirety?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, we'll all resign as directors. We'll be out. You know, like I said, right from the beginning, we put our money where our mouth was. We invested heavily in the club. We kept it going for 9 years as best we could. It's not been easy. It's been the difficult times have not been great for us. You know, I've always been honest with everybody. You know, I've said things against clubs, councils, bits and pieces. No one's ever come back and had a go at me and took me to court or anything else because I tell the truth. You know, we did this honestly. We paid our wages. We've never not paid any wages in 9 years. We paid all our wages. We concentrate on looking after our staff. We've got families local. You know, we're an important part of the community. We put money into the community. We put money into charity over the last 9 years, in excess of £1.5 million to Cancer Research UK and prostate cancer. You know, we have done our best. You know, it's my first foray as a chairman. I've done it honestly as best I can. It hasn't worked, you know, because of where we are. And we've got to work hard now at trying to find a resolution for the club. And again, I will do my best this season to make it work as best I can, with or without a new buyer.
I appreciate you sort of answered this at the start, and you have sort of just reaffirmed it there that you are looking to leave 100%. I'm just mindful of the last couple of weeks. You know, I don't know where they've started. I've seen a lot of comments, a lot of rumours and things like that, that potentially you would be looking at just renouncing the sort of majority shareholder and going to sort of 49%, something like that. If this group fell through and there wasn't a buyer, is that an option you would look at long term, or is it sort of all or nothing?
No, listen, I want to be out, and you know, if I'm not welcome anywhere, I understand that, and I'll come out. And like I said, if I go now, there's nothing to support the club, so I can't do that. And for the majority of the fans, I'm not going to do that. The majority of fans know where I'm coming from. The majority of fans understand my position. You know, we cannot keep throwing money at the club. We never could do that. And the last 3 years have been very difficult. So we have to, you know, we have to take stock and understand that, you know, a fan base of under 3,000 is difficult to maintain. You know, we just don't have the income to compete now in the division. League Two now, where you used to be, you could compete with 800 grand budget and probably stay up, is now you probably need 1.5 million to 1.75 million. Well, we haven't got the following to generate that, or the income to generate that. So, you know, we are where we are. We can't suddenly magic 1.5 million every year to support the club. That's not going to happen. So that's why we have to move forward. But I don't want to, listen, I want to sell the whole thing and move away. It's not a problem. You know, we'll do that. I've done my bit. I've had a go. It hasn't worked, but the club is still here. We cleared a lot of debt off when we started. And, you know, the good thing is there are no loans or debts that will be held against the club or the land. So whoever takes it up is going to be, you know, you'll be in a good position, to be honest. It's a good asset to have.
One of the things that obviously happened, I think, recently was that Sands Venue was the naming rights for the ground. That's seemingly not happening this season. Just sort of tell us a little bit about the financial implications of that.
Well, it's the sponsorship side of things. You know, everybody didn't want the Sands Venue associated with the club, so we either wanted it back to GP, they got it back to GP. You know, Glanford Park is the home of Scunthorpe United, I suppose, like the old showground was. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, if somebody came in and offered £200,000 a year and called it something else, a different stadium, I suppose they'll be slagged off as well. But you know, it's money. You know, if that 200 grand helps the club survive, it doesn't matter what the stadium's called, to be honest. It doesn't really matter. But you know, our sponsorship is finished. We're wanting out. People want us out. So why would I sponsor the stadium for another year for 160 or 200,000? So, you know, it's there. Whoever comes in then can do what they want with the sponsorship. It's a great asset to have. We're going to be on the telly quite a few bits this year, and you know, I think it's an easy thing to sell. So we are talking to people who want to come in and sponsor the stadium. But again, until we resolve the ownership issue, there's no point in us doing that.
Regarding the budget then, and maybe in a kind of a sense of the playing side, you said in March that if we were relegated, we'd be competing at the top of the National League. Has Keith got the budget to do that at the moment?
Yes.
To give a bit of context.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But only if I put it in. We haven't got the money to compete, but, you know, new owners will need to come in and invest. And if they don't, then we have to find the money elsewhere. And like I said, the development will fund that. So we will put the money in to try and do our best. But no, it's not easy. But we've done, you know, we've made some good signings, I think. Looking at the team, you know, it was great to watch it the other night on a stream. And, you know, I'm not going to go to any of the matches. None of the directors, family directors will go to the matches anymore. We're not involved in it in that sense. We're just owners who want to move the club on. So all I ask is that the fans who go to the matches support Lee. And the board with the new fan director on, and Leanne, and support the football club as it should be. You know, having a go at the club on a match day is irrelevant now, because I'm not going to be there. So, you know, please support the club, get on with it, and make sure Scunthorpe survive as they go forward, and support the new owners if we manage to sell.
So with this reduced role, if, for example, we have a poor start to the season, if that sort of form continues, and in any other circumstance, we would be looking to potentially replace the manager, who ultimately makes that decision? Would that be yourself, or would that be Turnbull's decision?
No, it won't be my decision. It'll be a board decision, but it won't be my decision.
Okay. Right. Okay. So I think that's a lot of everything sort of that people have been sending in. You've mentioned the TV coming up quite a lot. You know, obviously we know we're there opening day. At the tail end of last season, there was, of course, a lot of protests, and you certainly said on here as well, in terms of, you know, certainly fans, some fans' response to you. Are you concerned in some regards that that's going to happen on the opening day on television?
That's up to them, isn't it? I'm not going to be there. There's no good sitting there and having a go at me when I'm not there. You know, it's their club to support. What they should be doing is cheering their team on more and more, rather than having a go at me. Like I say, I'm not going to be there. My family's not going to be there. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, as directors, the family directors, we're not going to be there. So, you know, this is what they wanted. They wanted me out, support the club. You know, going on about me at the club, I have nothing to do with that now. You know, the football club is the football club. It's run by Keith on the football side, and it's run by Lee on the commercial side. So, you know, it just seems impossible that people still want to, you know, think about running on the pitch or saying how bad their club is. Well, to be honest, there's no point because I'm not there and I want to sell and I want to get out. So, you know, I've listened to them. I'm on my way out. It doesn't really matter. Now you need to support the football club. You need to put the money into the football club to keep it going, and just forget about me. I'm irrelevant in the context of complaining about what's happening. Just get on with it and support the football club.
Would something like that have any impact on, you know, in terms of this deal or group, anything like that, in terms of how they react to such a situation?
Well, I don't know. Would you want to buy a club where the chairman's abused and the family's abused? Probably not. You know, it's not the greatest thing to sell your asset is to have people like shouting at you and wanting you out. But listen, I'm not there anymore, so it doesn't matter. It's about supporting the club. I think the most important thing to show is the unity of the fans, the unity of the club now going forward, so that any new owners that are coming in come into an environment where they're accepted and understand that the fans want success or want support. And if they do that, they need to support the new owners. You know, coming in and having a go, it just isn't, there's just no point. There really isn't. Regardless of whether they understand the situation or not, it's all about support, you know. That's what it is. You know, I might own the club, you know, but it still is the fans' club, whatever happens. And, you know, I'm not asking a lot for the club. I mean, the value of the club is set where I came in 9 years ago. So, you know, I'm not making anything. I've improved the situation in the club. There's no debt. It's got planning on it. It's got lots of potential. It's in a lot better position. And I just want somebody to come in and prove they've got the money to invest in the club. That's the most important thing. No point me selling to somebody who's just going to come in and run the club into the ground and there'll be no club. We have to try and find the right people who will develop it and move forward, you know, develop the academy, try and create a new training pitch, trying to create everything else. You know, we tried that. We brought our training pitch in so we didn't have to pay to go elsewhere. We've developed that. It's one of the best training pitches around. You know, we made sure that all the other stuff around the catering and everything was great for the players. And we did our best, but it just wasn't good enough. And sometimes those things happen.
You've touched on it there a little bit, but when you first came into the club, you said that you'd leave the club, if you did leave, in no worse state than when you took over. Do you think that's the case? If you left next week?
Financially, yes. League position, no. Obviously, I mean, it's pretty simple that we've not been good enough on the pitch. You know, we had a good run. We had a good try for 3 years and it didn't quite work for us. But we had a massive effort then. But the results haven't happened for us. The managers haven't happened. The players haven't performed. And we find ourselves where we are. But financially, the club isn't in debt. You know, it lost 7.5 million when I turned up and was losing 1.5 million a year. That isn't the case. You know, we managed to clear that debt off now. Yes, we're still losing money, but it doesn't matter what division you're in. We'd still be in the same position. You know, if you're in the champ and only getting 4,000 people in or 5,000 people in max, it's not going to make you any money. And League One, where I think we topped out at 4,000 or 4,300 for the whole season, and even League Two, it was about 4. We can't make it work on those figures. It just doesn't work on the budgets that's needed to survive in those divisions now. If you look at the clubs in League One and League Two, it's very difficult to compete. You know, the two teams coming up from the National League are going to have budgets in excess of 2.5 million and probably go right the way through. Then you've still got the Mansfields and the Bradfords in those divisions. If we were in League Two now, we'd still be in the bottom four trying to fight our way. So we've given ourselves a chance now to step down and rebuild and hopefully with new owners. If not, it's still a chance to rebuild and bounce back. You know, there's no disgrace in being a National League side. You know, our neighbours have done it. There's plenty of teams in League Two and League One have done it. You know, Oldham used to be in the Championship, Southend, you know, after 100 years in the league. It happens to all teams and bigger teams than us with more supporters. So it's not unusual for that to happen. That's what relegation and promotion is all about. But it's how we respond to that now and how we find ourselves as a football club. I think Notts County have been in this division, what, for 8-10 years? I mean, it's not, you know, and they're a far bigger club than us. So what we have to do is we need to adapt. We need the fans to support the football club, the youngsters to come through now and support the players on the pitch, our young players who are coming through. We've got a great group of players. Support our academy, support it as a community club, and just take the reins now. You know, that's entirely up to them how they want to move forward. But in the meantime, I'll support it as best I can until it's sold.
There was a documentary released yesterday that you may have seen that labelled the club a poster boy for failure and financial mismanagement. I'm just wondering how you'd respond to that.
Financial mismanagement, I like to prove it. Prove it. You can look at any of the accounts, anything we've done. Financial mismanagement is a disgusting phrase to lose on a club that put their money in. The club has not lost money. I've lost money. You know, we as a family have lost money. We've invested it in the club. The club isn't in debt. So how can it be mismanaged? It might be mismanaged in the context of putting the wrong managers in, but that can happen in any business. You know, the players on the pitch, the manager's performance is why we are where we are at the minute. Nothing else. You know, we put as much money as we could into the club to make it successful. You know, mismanagement is a very, very dangerous word to use. And obviously, I haven't seen that. If I'd have seen it, I'd certainly actioned it. So you look at it. Any of our accounts, you look at our accounts, it's not mismanaged.
I think we'll probably end there. We've been going sort of nearly 40 minutes as is. We do appreciate you coming on and sort of clearing a few things up. I'll just sort of end with you. Is there anything that you'd like to say that you haven't done so already ahead of the new season?
Just support the club. I'm asking the fans to support the club. You know, in the end, everything they put into the club goes into the club. Nothing has ever come into my pocket. I mean, you can see that anyway. I mean, any sensible person sees that we put 20 million into the club and not took a penny out. So, you know, don't talk about it being a cash cow. Don't talk about it. Just support the club. If you take a stance where all you're going to do is keep attacking me and my family, then it isn't going to work because I'm not there anyway. You know, this is about Lee Turnbull and as being the CEO. This is about Leanne. This is about all the people that work there, the importance of keeping the club in business and keeping it as a community club. Support the club. That's the most important thing. If you do that, the club will survive. If you don't and you go off on a tangent, then I'm sorry, but the club will just not survive without its support. So it's really important they do that. Supporters groups need to get together, whatever's needed. We've now got a fan director on there. We put him on. He was voted on independently and he still gets a load of rubbish. He still gets the crap thrown at him when he's an independent director. He gives us a hard time on the board. He makes sure he brings up all the topics. Neil is a breath of fresh air. He's exactly what the fans wanted and the supporters group wanted. Support him. Just support him. Support Lee. Support the club. That's the most important thing. It's not about me. You're going off on a different tangent if it is. It's about the club now going forward. If you do that, the club will survive. If you don't, it won't.
Peter, appreciate you coming on. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening to this one. We'll see you on the next one.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.